Ditch useless shortcuts. Chess players burn a lot of calories. It doesn't look that way. They're just sitting there, right? But gram for gram, our brain burns more calories than any other organ. Our brain is a very resource-intensive organ. Chess players, if they don't eat enough, lose a lot of pounds during chess tournaments. In fact, all of our biases evolved to conserve brain energy. All of the so-called Cialdini factors of influence are there mainly to keep our brains from using too much energy, to give our ancestors effective shortcuts in thinking. Just like a physical shortcut. If you wanted to get from point A to point B, and the main route was 4 miles, that would require a lot of energy. But if you found a physical shortcut that made it only 2 miles, whoever knew about that shortcut would save a lot of energy, and they would have a significant advantage. Imagine having an arm wrestling contest, two different people, and it was clear that one guy spent a lot of time creating and maintaining body strength, the other guy not so much. It would be obvious who would win. I saw this weird documentary about a guy who tried to create a shortcut in learning chess. A bunch of memorized moves derived from a cloud-based AI chess match analysis system, an allegedly foolproof way to win without having to put in the practice. And for entertainment purposes, they had this dude who created the system play a game against Magnus Carlsen, 5-time world champion of chess. The AI computer guy was utterly destroyed by Carlsen. Sometimes shortcuts work, sometimes they don't. But knowing when they are appropriate and when they aren't is in itself a brain-intensive exercise. In our ancient past, all brain shortcuts were evolved when it was us versus the environment. Animals that didn't want to be killed. But when it's human versus human, like in a chess game, there aren't really any shortcuts. This is when practice and experience triumphs over everything. And when it comes to practice and experience, there are two kinds. The very specific kind, like playing chess, and the very general kind. In sports, specific practice would be specific moves in a specific sport. General practice would be things like endurance, strength, flexibility, etc. But what about in mental skills? What would be general practice skills? Long game thinking, delayed gratification, strength of focus, strength of memory. These absolutely can be practiced, which will give you an advantage over pretty much everybody. To learn how, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.